Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 14, 1805. 8 months into the expedition. Today we have one journal entry by Clark and one by Lewis. They write about the following significant events.
This morning early, a number of Indians, men, women, children, and dogs, passed down on the ice to join those that passed yesterday. We sent Sergeant Pryor and 5 men with those Indians to hunt. Several men with the venereal caught from the Mandan women. One of our hunters, sent out several days, arrived and informs that one man, Whitehouse, is frostbitten and can't walk home. Captain William Clark, January 14, 1805.
Captain Lewis is more concerned with the accurate observation of a remarkable event. And so we have a sample of Lewis's journal writing in one of the special journals he kept.
Observed an eclipse of the moon. I had no other glass to assist me in this observation but a small reflecting telescope belonging to my sextant, which was of considerable service, as it enabled me to define the edge of the moon's image with more precision than I could have done with the natural eye. The commencement of the eclipse was obscured by clouds, which continued to interrupt me throughout the whole observation of the commencement of total darkness. I do not put much confidence in the observation of the middle of the eclipse, as it is the worst point of the eclipse to distinguish with accuracy. The 2 last observations, the end of total darkness and the end of the eclipse, were more satisfactory. They are as accurate as the circumstances under which I labored would permit me to make. Captain Meriwether Lewis, Astronomical, January 14, 1805.
It would be interesting if the captains had written about the eclipse from the Indians' point of view. The older Plains Indian chiefs no doubt had some exposure to an eclipse and would have predicted good or bad medicine according to past experience. Monday, Lewis and Clark, Ethnographers.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.